This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Every year, Grant Barrett of the public radio show Away With Words issues his list of the words of the year. There are plenty of familiar ones, Ice Bucket Challenge, Common Core. But what about baby metal or beezin? He's on the line with me now for a discussion on what turned his ear in 2014. Grant Barrett, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure, Justin.
Let's start with those two words I mentioned, baby metal and beezin. What do they mean?
Baby metal is a proper noun for a Japanese heavy metal band that's fronted by a bunch of really cute Japanese girls. They have all the trappings of like popular music, just great clothes and makeup and great dance moves. But the music is really intense and very dark, and it's a weird mishmash of styles. So I threw them on the list because they popped up on my radar, and I thought they were worth a mention. Beezin, I think, is an invented trend. Television stations across the country reported that children are beezin. They're taking Burt's Bees lip balm, supposedly, probably not, and putting on their eyelids to enhance their high when they drink or smoke certain substances. I'm pretty sure it's fake, but again, it was talked about a lot and used a lot, so it made the list.
Your list is pretty different from, say, Webster's or Oxford. So, I mean, what does it take for a word to make your list?
Well, there are two things that are different. One, I don't have dictionaries to sell. I just do this for fun. So I don't have to say, oh yeah, we're going to include these words in the next edition. No. And then the second thing is, I work really hard to make sure that I observe language happening among people who are not like me.
I'm kind of shocked, perhaps ashamed, that I'm not familiar with some of the words on this year's list. Is it right if we go over a couple of them?
Yeah, sure.
On fleek.
Okay. So there's this young woman who's very stylish. Her name is Peaches Monroe. And she did a Vine. This is a short video where she had this really kind of cool sounding, slangy sentence. That basically, she was talking about being hip and cool and all put together and totally in style. And she's got this moment in there when she says, and I'm on fleek. And she runs her fingers across her eyebrows. Well, this video, because she had such a way about her, this video got seen by millions of people millions of times, and she spread this phrase. Now, I don't think she coined it, but certainly she popularized it, and usually the popularizer is the person who matters the most.
I'm almost afraid to ask about these two, but what about amosexual and lumbersexual?
Oh boy, I like these. These are good. So these follow on the trend of metrosexual, if you'll remember from a few years ago. A lumbersexual is the same sort of person. They spend a lot of money and time and attention on their personal outfits and appearance and so forth, but it's all about outdoorsiness. It's flannel shirts and boots and jeans, but they're all expensive. They're all nicely tailored, so they're not the kind of clothes that you would actually wear to go chop wood or fell trees. And then an amosexual, put best, of course, by Bill Maher, the very left-leaning commentator, who said, you guys aren't just firearm enthusiasts, you're amosexuals. And this means that you almost have a romantic relationship with your weapons. That's how much you love them. So he wasn't the first to coin it, but again, he popularized it.
I've been poring over your list, and there's a lot of great words on here. Do you have a favorite?
I don't have a favorite, but I will say that I like blackout poetry. Blackout poetry is when you take a newspaper or a book or some printed matter, and you work your way down a single page, and you black out most of the words, but the words that you've left, the ones that are unmarked, form a sentence or an idea or almost a haiku, a bit of poetry, and they leave you with a bit of a message that wasn't intended by the original author. It's really creative, and some of this stuff is beautiful as well.
Grant Barrett is co-host of Away With Words, which airs Saturdays at 1 on KERA Radio. You can find his complete list of words of 2014 at keranews.org. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.